Rav Hashan, I want to discuss with you this sugya that we've been learning in the Matei Ephraim, the sugya of the tekiyos, the amida, and the tekiyos, the yeshiva. Really, vice versa, the tekiyos, the yeshiva, and the tekiyos, the amida. Some of the lumdis behind the need, why do we have two sets of shofar blowings? We blow shofar before we daven Shmona Esrei, and then we blow shofar again in the middle of Shmona Esrei during Chazor Sashatz, when we conclude Malchiyos, Zichroinois, and Shofars. And it comes from the Gemara Sakasha. This really, everything that we're going to say really centers around the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is a question, why do we blow twice? Let me try to find the words of the Gemara. The Gemara asked the question, Lama Taikin Umirin Kishahain Yoishvin, Vitaikin Umirin Kishahain Oimdin. This is the Gemara's question of Masecht Avodah Zarah on Daf Lamid Amid Beis. Why? Why do we have those Alam Beis, the Tezvav Amid Beis, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? We have to find the exact source, but the Gemara Rosh Hashanah asked the question, why do we Taikin Umirin Kishahain Yoishvin? V'toikin u'meriyin kishahein oimdin. The Gemara answers, Ki Omar Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, Omar Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul. No, that's the wrong piece of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, I don't have the Gemara here in order, but the Gemara answers, Kidei la'arvev es ha-satan. To confuse the satan. So let's just review the words outside the Gemara, and then we'll go into the lumdis. And again, the Gemara asked a very basic fundamental question, and the Gemara's question is an acknowledgement of something that is a mysterious minhag, that we blow the shofar in two different sets. We blow the shofar before Shmona Esrei, what is called the Tekiyos the Yeshiva, and then we blow the shofar again in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, which is called Amida. Why do we do it twice? We do it twice in order to cause the satan to be confused. Now, I translated the word Amida and Yeshiva as the tekiyos that are said, Yeshiva that are said before Shmona Esrei, and Amida are the tekiyos that are said in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says two words, Yeshiva v'Amida. When we've been learning here in the Matei Ephraim, and as I just mentioned now, we very loosely and conveniently translated the word yeshiva to be a code word for the tekiyos that are recited before we begin the Shmona Esrei. And the tekiyos de Amida are the tekiyos that are recited in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. And it's done in order to confuse the satan. First of all, this is the first time that this concept has been mentioned, that there are two different sets of blowing shofar. In the Mishnah, nowhere in the Mishnah, in the Mishnayis, or is there any Tana or any Braisa anywhere in the entire Shas that mentions two different sets of blowing shofar. It would appear from the Tanoim that there's a mitzvah in Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar. You get up during the day and you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvah Tzvanu L'shmaya Kol Shofar, and you blow 30, you blow 10 kailos, and you're done. All of a sudden we have a reference from the Gemara, from the Amoraim, that they have two different sets. So the big question, number one, is at what point in time in the history of Klal Yisrael did it exist, such a concept to blow twice, Amida and Yeshiva? That's question number one. Question number two, what exactly is really the true definition of Amida and Yeshiva? Because Bizman Hazeh, when we blow Shofar before, before Shmona Esrei, we are all standing. So why is it called Yeshiva? Maybe there's another translation for the words Amida and Yeshiva. And question number three, this is the most important question. Obviously, all of these questions are going to interplay with one another. What exactly do we mean when we say we're going to cause the satan to be confused? So I'm quoting you over here from the Sefer Mo'adim L'Simcha. Mo'adim L'Simcha was written by Harav Freund, Harav Tuvia Freund. We use the Sefer many times. And he presents here the answers to all of these questions. To make a long story short, he presents a collection of Rishonim, namely the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ravid. These three Rishonim pretty much say the same thing. The language is a bit different, And the difference in language, Adarabba, it enhances and makes it clear and allows us to have clarity what each one of the Rishonim mean to say. And they say as follows. Arvev HaSatan. Let me before we even begin to elaborate, let me ask you a more basic question. Which of the two is the Iker? Is the Iker Tekiyos, the Tekiyos we blow before Shmona Esrei, or is the Iker Tekiyos we blow in the middle of the Shmona Esrei? The Tekiyos that we blow in the middle of Shmona Esrei seem to have an advantage, is that it's included in the Maimer Chazal, the reason why we should blow Shofar. The Gemara says, why do you blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah? In order that I should remember the Zechus of the Akedah, Lama taken the shofar. In order, I should remember. In order that you should declare me as your melech, Hashem says you should blow shofar. You should blow a shofar in order that you should declare me as melech. And when you declare me as melech, I will remember you. And how will you declare me melech, and so that I should remember you with a shofar, with an object that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Avraham and Yitzchak. Right, so Malchios, Zichroinos, and Shofars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a request of us on Rosh Hashanah that we should declare Hashem as Melech, and by declaring Him as Melech, our Zichroin will ascend before Him, and this shall be done with an instrument that will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu as of a Zchus of Avraham and Yitzhak, the Maisa Akedah. And that concept of declaring Hashem as Melech, and our zikaron should be oil lefanof, all in the zechus of the shofar, with the shofar, the Elish al Yitzchak, is all very good and accomplished when we blow the shofar in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. Because in the middle of Shmona Esrei, the shofar is included in Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars. When we blow the shofar before we begin the Shmona Esrei, there is absolutely no mention of Malchios, no mention of Zichronos, and no mention of Shofars. You're just blowing the shofar just as a matter of fact. I blow the shofar to Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Shmaya called shofar. So what? On the other hand, so that would seem to indicate so far that the Iker Tekiyos of the day are the Tekiyos that are being blown during the Shmona Esrei. Whether it's going to be during the Shul Shmona Esrei, whether it's going to be during the Chazaras Tashatz. On the other hand, the Tekiyos that are blown before Shmona Esrei have a very great advantage, is that they are Samuch Lebracha. They're right next to the Bracha. You're making the Bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah Mitzvah L'Shmoy Kol Shofar, and then you blow the Shofar. When you daven Shmona Esrei, they're ready as a Hefsek. The Shat said Hinini, you said Ashrei, Ashrei Ha'am, Avos, this Kedush Sayoim. There is a very significant hefsek between the time you made the bracha and the actual blowing of the shofar.
We don't talk out, so really,
even though you don't talk out, but the fact that there is a gap of time, there is a time, plus you are involved in many other things, there is a very significant hefsek. So that would seem to indicate the fact that the bracha is samuch to these tekiyos. These tekiyos are the ikarim. So this is something which we have to grapple with. What's going on? Why b'chlala? There are two sets of tekiyos. Why is one? Which one is the ikar? Which one is the tafel? And what is the min la'arvev hasata? According to the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ravid, they give the impression that the ikar tekiyos are the tekiyos that are blown during the davening, are blown during the Shmona Esrei, because it has Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars, and they explain let's take back which is the ikar. We'll come to that point in a moment. But the main thrust of their approach is la'arvev hasatan, is to confuse the satan so he's not mekatreg during tefillah. Now let's just acquire. Listen to the yisod. The yisod of the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ravid is the satan has only one chance to make trouble. Why is that so? I have no idea. But this is a principle that is a given.
I think it's over with.
I don't think it's over. Could be. I don't know. I don't know if you don't really say that. They say he only has one chance to make trouble. If he's going to make trouble, we want to basically get rid of him. Let him make all the trouble he wants now, so later on, he won't bother us. So you want to save the ikar for later. Now, what's the ikar? The ikar is the Shmona Esrei. The most important thing that you do on Rosh Hashanah, in the opinion of the Rive, the Ritva, and the Ramban, is to daven to Hashem, to pray to Hashem. This is the ikar. Now, there's another thing you do on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah sayoyim, to blow shofar. And according to the Ramban and the Ritva and the Rive, it can very well be that the ikar blowing of the shofar is going to be when you blow in the beginning. When you make a bracha, I make a bracha and I blow the shofar. This is the ikar shofar, that's the ikar mitzvah, blowing shofar. When we blow again in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, we're just blowing to fulfill the Maimer Chazal, Bimamlich Hashem, on this day. How? With an order so that our zikaron should go before him. And with what tool? With the tool of the shofar, which reminds Hashem of the Akedah. That's a very nice thing to do, to fulfill a Maimer Chazal, a Medrash. But that's not the Ikar. The Ikar is, you blow shofar because Hashem told you to blow shofar. So we make a brach, we blow shofar. But wait a minute. The Satan has only one chance to make trouble. So if we're going to make the bracha and we're going to blow the shofar, the Satan's going to make trouble at the Ikar time of blowing the shofar. Okay, it's Kedai. Let him make all the trouble he wants, even though he's making trouble when we are doing the ikar mitzvah, blowing shofar. You know why? Because there's something that's even more important to do on Rosh Hashanah than blow shofar. It's not necessarily even the mitzvah deraisa, but it's the theme of the day, and that is to daven to Hashem. If when you're going to be davening to Hashem, you're going to be blowing shofar for the very first time when you daven to Hashem, and the Satan's going to hear those tekiyas, he's going to make trouble. And he's going to make trouble in the middle of your tefillah. The trouble the Satan is going to make is going to interfere with the koyach of tefillah that we do not want. So therefore the Ramban, now let me just, in order to bring out the point, is why don't we do it the other way around? Let's first make a bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'mitzvayin l'shmoya kol shofar, and then go into Shmona Esrei and daven Shmona Esrei and blow shofar in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and then after Shmona Esrei is over, blow the koilos afterwards. Or do the tekiyas the yeshiva. If there has to be two different sets, do the tekiyas the yeshiva afterwards, not in the middle of Shmona Esrei. We reverse the order. The answer is no. We want to blow shofar in the beginning in order to give the Satan the chance to make trouble, to get it over with, even though in the process he may indeed ruin our blowing of the shofar, so that when we daven, there should not be any issue with the koyach of tefillah. The tefillah is the ikar, and there should not be ma'arvif. This is the shita of the Ramban, Ritva, and the Ravid. The one who argues with this is Rashi and Tosfos and the Aruch. And from their words, it appears that Kedei L'arvev HaSatan is to prevent the Satan from making trouble when we blow shofar the second time. They are of the opinion, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Aruch, the ikar mitzvah of blowing shofar is the shofar you blow with malchios, zichronos, and shofars. That's the ikar. And the Arvev HaSatan has nothing to do with getting the Satan out of the way in order to prevent him from making trouble for tefillah. It's the koilos that you blow during Chazaras Hashatz, those are the ikarim. So we throw the Satan a bone. You want to make trouble? We'll make a bracha. We're going to blow a shofar. Make all the trouble you want. Now you're done. Now, when we're going to blow the tekiyos a second time in the middle of Shmona Esrei, which is accompanied by Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars, these tekiyos should not have any interference. So there are two fundamental differences between Rashi Tosfos on one side and the Ramban, Ritva, and the Ravid on the other side. The two fundamental differences, which one of the two tekiyos is the ikar? According to Rashi Tosfos, the ikar is the tekiyos that are blown in the framework of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars. Whereas according to Ritva, Ramban, Ravid, the ikar tekiyos are the first tekiyos. That's number one. The second fundamental difference is when we're doing la'arvev ha'satan, we're giving the satan his chance to make trouble, to get rid of him, so we can save the best for last. What is the best? What's the best that we're saving for last? Is it the tekiyos should be perfect, or is it the davening should be perfect? Because the tekiyos and the davening are intermingled. You cannot separate one from the other. So let's review. According to Rashi and Tosfos and the Aruch, the Iker tekiyos are the tekiyos that are done during Chazaras Hashatz. We want those tekiyos to be perfect, to be removed from any interference. So we're going to throw the satan a bone. We're going to blow tekiyos to miyushav. Blow the tekiyos, let the satan make trouble, we'll make a bracha, he can make all the trouble he wants, he's done, he's finished, now we can daven. Davening is a nice thing to do, but the davening is only secondary to what we're doing in the davening. We're also going to blow the tekiyos. Those tekiyos now are going to be perfect, it's going to be removed from the interference of the satan, and those are the ikarim, and everything is fine and good. But according to the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Raivin, who hold that the Iker tekiyos are the tekiyos that are blown in the very beginning. So we don't care about the tekiyos later on. So Adarabba, if the Iker tekiyos are the tekiyos that are being blown in the very beginning, that are all alone, that are not in the Shemona Esrei, we should do the tekiyos that are all alone at the very end. So why are you allowing the Satan to interfere with the Iker Shebe Ikarim, the main thing? The answer is because according to the Ramban, the Ritva and the Raavad, their understanding is there's something even more important to do on Rosh Hashanah than to blow shofar. And that is to daven to Hashem. And when you daven to Hashem, being that we're going to daven to Hashem with blowing of the shofar, and the blowing of the shofar is going to invite the satan to make trouble, and when the satan makes trouble, when we blow the shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it automatically interferes with the davening, with the Shemona Esrei as well. In order to get the satan out of our Shemona Esrei, we're willing to make a sacrifice. We're willing to take the Iker Tekiyos that we're going to blow in the very beginning, we're willing to give it to the Satan, let him try to make trouble over there to get rid of the Satan. So now when we dive in the Shemona Esrei and we also incorporate secondarily the blowing of the shofar, there will be no interference and the Koyach of Tefillah will be perfect.
Why can't we incorporate everything then?
No, because so what do you want to say? You want to say is that don't blow shofar until you get to the Shemona Esrei.
No, you should blow shofar in the beginning.
Once you blow shofar in the beginning, automatically that is where the satan will appear. The satan comes the very first time you blow shofar.
It doesn't work like that. The only time the satan, you have to activate it for real.
No test trials. It's got to be real. It's got to be the real deal. The satan knows the real deal. The satan's only going to come.
He scares the satan away.
There's a mystical rule that the satan interferes with the tekiyos. And there's another rule, mystical rule, we don't know why this thing is true, it only has a right to make trouble the first time, only once, not second.
Is that a reminder? No, it's not a reminder.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal. So therefore, we're employing a very unique technique of getting him out of here. Nafkamina is, are you sacrificing the Iker Tekiyos in order to preserve something that's even more important, which is the Tefillah? Or no, Tefillah is not the Iker. The Iker is the Mitzvah Sayom, it's the Blow Shofar. And therefore, Adrabba, we're going to sacrifice secondary Tekiyos in order to get him out of there, Give me a solution to accomplish both. Find me a solution to accomplish both. You gotta get rid of the Satan.
The Satan makes us daven better. This way, you'll accomplish the Satan will go away. The whole of Yayin HaKadosh from this day is because of
why would the Satan go away just because you're davening better?
The Satan's gone. When you blow the shofar, the Satan's with him. Okay, we're running out of time. Okay, let's go further. The common denominator of these two approaches is Kneila Arvev HaSatan is you do something first. When I do it first, then the Satan is out. The Satan is out after I do it the first time. The second time, I'm clear. However, we have the Shita of, I'm not sure, Rabbeinu Zechariah Halevi. Das the Baal Hamor. Is that Das the Baal Hamor's name? Rabbi Zachariah Halevi, or making a mistake on his name? The Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor disagrees with everything we've learned until now and is of the opinion that La'arvev HaSatan works the second time. The first time you do something, nothing happens. The first time you do something, the Satan is not affected. When you do it a second time, that's when the Satan is affected. And we're trying to remove him, not from the tekiyas, not from the davening. We're trying to remove the Satan from being mekatreg on our judgment. Even though a person already is inscribed in the Sefer Chaim right away, but the book Sefer Chaim, Sefer Meisim Psuchim, and the entire day the Satan is being mekatreg. So we want to subdue the Satan. He should not be mekatreg throughout the entire day. And the way you do that is you blow a second time. Because why? The key word is the chavivos ha-mitzvah. When you do something a second time, it shows that this mitzvah to you is precious. And if the mitzvah is precious, that disarms the Satan. The Satan has no complaint against the person. So the Rav is coming to disagree with everything that we've learned until now in two respects. Number one, La'arvev ha-satan, we want to prevent the Satan from making trouble. It's not for the koyach of davening. It's not for the koyach of the tekiyos. It's for his power to challenge our judgment. And the koyach of causing the Satan to be confused and discarded is not going to be accomplished the first time. When you do something the first time, the Satan is alive and well. He's very powerful in his power. When you do it a second time, that's when the Satan is disarmed. So the truth can very well be that according to the Baal Hamar, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe the truth is the first tekiyah saw the yikar. Maybe the second tekiyah saw the yikar. It doesn't make a difference. When we're blowing shofar, the Satan doesn't care. You can blow shofar all you want. That's not my agenda. My agenda on Rosh Hashanah is to be mekatrik on a person's judgment. If they decree in Shemana that you should have a good year, a year of bracha v'hatzlacha, the Satan is not happy with that. He doesn't care about you blowing the shofar. He doesn't care about your davening. That's irrelevant to him. The Satan is making trouble for the person's din. So we do a mitzvah. The Hashem gave us a mitzvah to do on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. When we do the mitzvah twice, it shows the chavivos ha-mitzvah, and that disarms the Satan. Which one, according to the Baal Hamar, would then be the ikur? Would the ikur be the first set of tekiyos? Would the ikur be the second set of tekiyos? It's not. Doesn't make a difference. Maybe the first, maybe the second. It's irrelevant. They're both. Maybe tefillah more important than the tekiyos. Is the tekiyos more important than tefillah? That's irrelevant. K'dei la'arvev ha-satan is a different type of satan, the satan of mishpat, and you're doing it twice. The chavivos ha-mitzvos. Okay. One last thing before we conclude, and that is the shita of some other rishonim that say it's similar to the Baal Hamar. And he says a tremendous chiddush is that when it says in the Gemara Amida and Yeshiva, and the tekiyos, the Yeshiva, not referring to the tekiyos that you do before Shemona Esrei. That, he says, is a modern minhag. That's a new thing, which will explain why. The tekiyos, the Yeshiva, are the tekiyos of Chazoras Hashatz. And the tekiyos, the Amida, are the tekiyos you do when Shmona Esrei is over, when you leave shul, like what we do Bizman Azeh. What do we do Bizman Azeh? We really blow three times, not twice. We blow before Shmona Esrei, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and when you leave shul. So according to some Rishonim, the tekiyos, the yeshiva, the tekiyos you blow in the middle of Chazoras Hashatz, and the tekiyos, the amida, the tekiyos you blow when you get up to leave the Beis HaKnesses. And works with the Baal Hamar. When you blow, when you leave the Beis HaKnesses, you're showing the Chavivos HaMitzvah. Even though we finished the mitzvah, we're on our way out of shul, we're going to blow again to show that it's Chaviv. And by showing that it's Chaviv, the Satan's going to be confused, and therefore he's not going to be able to mekatreg the rest of the day on our judgment. Oh, so why then do we blow the tekiyos before? Where did that come from? So the Mefarshim say, you know, that's a modern minhag. It's a modern, you know why? Because there are many people in shul that are sick and are tired, and can't sit out the entire davening, and they're going to leave before you get up to Chazaras Hashatz. They're going to daven the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, and they're going to go home, and they're not going to hear Tekiyas. So in order for these people should not walk out of Shul without hearing Tekiyas, we blow for them a special set of Tekiyas before the Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, so these are all nice things, all enhanced, all nice things. So it comes out of halacha. We basically, we have a lot of yisoyos we take out. We'll stop in 2 minutes. We take all these yisoyos we take out of this. We makayim everyone. We blow 3 times. We blow before the Shemoneh Esrei, in middle of Chazaras, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and we blow when we leave the Beis HaKnesses. Which ones are the yeshiva and which ones are the amida? According to most, the yeshiva is before davening, before the Shemoneh Esrei, and the amida is in the Chazaras Hashatz. What are we doing when we leave the Beis HaKnesses? I don't know. After Shemoneh Esrei is over, you're blowing again to Kaddish Eskabo? Why? I don't know. 100 koilos. You mash 100 koilos. They're just there for whatever reason to mash 100 koilos. But according to Sefer Shem, no, the tekiyas that you blow when Shemoneh Esrei are over are the ikarim. They're important. Because those are the tekiyas, the yish amida. Why? To show the chavivas ha-mitzvah. K'dei la'arvev ha-satan. La'arvev ha-satan is only triggered when you do it twice. When you do it twice, then the satan is confused. And what is the satan? The satan is not a satan on the tekiyas. It's not a satan on the davening. It's a satan on the yom hadin, on the person's mishpat. But according to all of the other rishonim, the yisoides are what we do is the tekiyas, the yeshiva, the tekiyas, the amida is before Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei. La'arvev ha-satan, the satan is misnaged to the koyach of shofar. He doesn't want the shofar to come out good. Or he doesn't want the davening to come out good. What is it? Is it the davening? And the satan is removed after the first time. He's already out the door. So the question is, what are we trying to get rid of? Which satan are we getting rid of? Well, that all depends. What is the ikkur? What is the tafel? If the first tekiyah saw the ikkur, so that means we want to get rid of the ikkur, so then we're trying to get rid of the satan to the koyach of tefillah. But if the second tekiyah saw the ikkur, like Rashi and Tosfos, we're trying to get rid of the satan. We're trying to get rid of the satan the first time. We get rid of the satan with the first tekiyah, in order that the satan should not be misnagi to the tekiyah that we blow in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which are the ikkur. These are the ikkur yisod. These are mamash yisodus. Yisodus into understanding exactly what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, all the different sets of tekiyas, the 3 different sets, which one is the ikkur, which one is the tafel, what is the satan, is there a satan on the 3 different satans? There's a satan for tekiyas, satan for the tefillah, and a satan on the din. Which satan are you trying to get rid of? And how do you get rid of a satan? When you do it twice, only then you trigger getting rid of the satan? Or when you do it first, the satan already did his thing and he's out the door? All of these different factors, they come together, and we'll mekayim all of them. We'll try to cover all ground by doing all of these 3 things together. Okay, have a wonderful day. What?